around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Go bring his horse over here, Benson.
Sure, Jake.
And wait till we get him up on his horse before you tie that rope, Duval. There'd be too much slack otherwise.
All right.
We couldn't hang you very good with your feet touching the ground, could we, Tillman?
No, Jake, you couldn't.
We've been neighbors a long time, Tillman.
If I could figure some way to make it easy for you, I'd do it. That's all right.
You get to hang, and I could put a bullet in you.
I'd be beholden to you.
Okay. I'll do it then.
And would you drop by and tell my wife on your way home, Jay?
Sure. I figured on doing that anyway. You know, I always liked you, Tillman. It's kind of too bad about this.
Sure.
You're mighty calm. For a man with a noose around his neck.
You men got your minds made up.
Well, we can't have no man stealing horses around here. And none of us feel safe less than we caught him and hung him.
I reckon I'd feel the same way, Jake.
Well, of course you would. You'd hang me just as fast if I'd done it.
I would. Only difference is I'd want to be awful sure it was you that done it.
Oh, I'm sure. Heck, we caught you red-handed, didn't we?
I've told you 100 times. I found them horses running wild. I was driving them back to you.
Now, Tillman, you was headed in the other direction.
They'd got away from me. I was trying to turn them back.
Except that we don't believe you. None of us do.
Well, ask Jennings. He saw me rounding them up for you.
Jennings ain't here.
Well, why don't you find him?
You can't take the time. You delay a hanging, the first thing you know, the man's got loose. You'd have just encouraged horse thieving.
Well, like I said, you got your minds made up.
We got to protect ourselves, Tillman.
Here's his horse, Jake.
Get mounted, Tillman.
Sure.
Okay, Duval. Take up the slack and tie it off around the tree trunk.
Look out there, Jake. Someone's coming.
Yeah, so they are. Let's get this done. We might have trouble.
He's a long way off yet. We got time.
You want to slap his horse, Benson?
No, you do it, Jake.
Okay. So long, Tony.
So long.
See ya!
Miss Tillman.
Come inside.
No, thanks, ma'am. I'll stay out here.
Just yourself. My husband ain't here, Jake. He's out on the prairie someplace.
Yeah, I know.
Glade's around, though. You want to see him?
No. No, I wanted to see you.
Me? What about?
About your husband, Miss Tillman.
Something's happened to him.
Well, it was like this, ma'am. You know, me and Duval and Benson has been losing some horses lately.
I heard.
But Tillman ain't somehow. And when we caught him driving a bunch of mine this afternoon, we figured it was him who's been stealing them.
I don't believe it. My husband's an honest man.
Oh, I know that. Now, Jennings saw him rounding them up where he found them running wild on the prairie. I guess whoever had stole them got scared and left them there.
Where's my husband, Jake?
That's what I want to explain to you, ma'am. Jennings come and told us about it, but he got there too late.
Too late?
We'd already hung him.
Hung him?
Yes, ma'am.
Clabe? Clabe! Come out here.
What is it, Mom? Wow. Hello there, Jake.
Hello, Clabe.
Tell him what you've done, Jake.
Done?
Clabe, we hung your old man this afternoon.
You what?
We hung him for stealing horses.
They found out he didn't do it. After.
Yeah. I guess the joke's on us, all right.
Ma? Ma, wait a minute. Ma?
She's kind of upset, Clabe. You better go with her.
Somebody ought to kill you, Jake.
No, don't talk like that. I said we were sorry. Well, I gotta go get home. It's getting kind of late, and my missus will have supper on. So long.
Now, just listen a minute, if you will. I've got a little story to tell you. Well, it's not so little. It's sort of a tall tale. It's about Frank McDarmitt. Big Frank, they call him. He's kind of a legendary hero from the wheat fields of Nebraska. Threshers are still telling stories about Big Frank, about how he could shock wheat faster than any two binders could turn out the bundles. Like the time he shocked 50 acres in one day. By nightfall, he had the whole 50 acres of wheat stacked neater than a hypochondriac's pill collection. When he first turned his hand to threshing, he tossed the wheat into the separator so fast that the machines couldn't keep up with him. Oh, they tried oiling them up, keep them from burning up, but that didn't work. They built them bigger, but Frank just worked twice as fast. They increased their size again. Big Frank increased his speed again. He just couldn't be slowed down. He worked faster and faster and faster still until he just ran plumb out of work, and that was his downfall. Seems he'd cleaned up all the work on this here farm, and having nothing left to do, why, he punched a hole in the bottom of a silo so's he could sip a little bit on the fermented juice. Well, there'd been a drought the year before, and that silo had nothing in it but a mess of tumbleweeds. Big Frank got a good big swaller of that tumbleweed juice before he noticed the difference, and it doubled him up like a ball. Well, sir, he started rolling, and as he rolled, he picked up speed. He got to rolling faster than anyone had ever seen, splitting the air like a bolt of lightning. And wherever he passed, a clap of thunder would close in behind him. Last anyone ever heard of Big Frank, he was just a big ball of noise flashing across the prairies of Saskatchewan, Canada. Whew. I'll tell you, it takes a lot out of a fella just talking about the energies of a hero like Big Frank. But we know it's just fun talk, don't we? Say, isn't it nice being citizens of a country where you can laugh and talk about things free as a breeze? And write and read and worship, too. Yes, sir. Maybe you don't think about it much, but you should.
Come on, Matt. Sure.
Huh? Yeah, sure.
You're still bothered by the Tillman hanging, aren't
you? He was lynched.
Lynched. But you'll never find out who did it now. That was nearly 3 weeks ago.
But I got a pretty good idea who did it. Just can't be sure.
Huh? Who?
Probably some of the ranchers out there who've been losing their horses. Benson and Duvall and Jake Kaiser in particular.
Benson? I heard he got shot the other night, right in his own house.
Yeah, he did. Just about a week ago.
Maybe his conscience was bothering him, Matt.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe the other two killed him to keep him from talking.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, he had it coming to him.
Still murder, Kitty.
You feel worse about Tillman, don't you?
You know, there's nothing I hate more than a lynching. Knowing Tillman, my guess is he was completely innocent.
What about Mrs. Tillman and the boy? Do they have any ideas?
Well, if they have, they didn't tell me.
Well, you've done all you can.
Might as well be in St. Louis.
Oh. I'd like to be in St. Louis, Matt.
Why don't you go, then?
I don't know. I guess I'm afraid of the dark.
What are you talking about?
Never mind, Matt.
Matt!
Now, hello, Doc.
Hello, Kitty.
Sit down, Doc.
Thank you. Say, Matt, that fella Duval.
Yeah, what about him?
He's been shot, Matt. Shot dead.
What?
That's right. His hired hand brought him in.
When did this happen?
Early tonight, he said. You know, it's a funny thing about that, man. Duval was shot through the window of his house with a 50-caliber rifle. I dug the bullet out.
Just like Benson, huh?
Yes, I thought it was kind of interesting myself.
That makes Jake Kaiser the only one left, man.
You think Jake did it?
I don't know, Doc.
Well, he's been sitting right over there in a card game since noon.
Huh? You sure of that?
Oh, I was gone for an hour, but he was there when I left, and he was there when I got back.
Well, he couldn't have done it in an hour, Matt.
No.
Look, Matt, he's leaving.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be back. Jake.
Oh, hello, Marshal.
Let's sit down a minute, huh, Jake? I want to talk to you.
Sure, Marshal. What's it about?
Here's the table.
I'm kind of late getting out home.
Jake, Duvall was shot tonight.
He was?
Yeah. Killed the same way Benson was.
Same way, huh?
You know anything about it?
Well, I'm beginning to, Marshal. It's that Tillman boy Clay, I know it is.
Why would he do it, Jake?
Why, he's crazy. That's why. Marshal, I'll tell you. Clay just took it into his head that we hung his old man.
How do you know he has?
Well, I saw him right here in town this morning. And he was here last Saturday, too, from the thick of it.
You talked to him?
Sure. And he keeps saying that we done it.
Why?
Now, don't you believe anything he says, nor Mrs. Tillman either, that they're both liars, Marshal. I've known them a long time to be liars.
Did Clay threaten you, Jake?
Sure he did. You go arrest him, Marshal.
There's not much evidence.
Well, I just told you.
Yeah, I know.
You mean you ain't going to arrest him?
No. Not yet.
He ain't going to shoot me. I'm going to go kill him on the way home. Right tonight.
Jake, you're talking to a U.S. Marshal.
All right, you do something about it.
I will, but you get any ideas of shooting him out of your head.
If you'll arrest him, I will. And don't you forget what liars they are out there.
You leave that to me, Jake. You hear?
Sure. But not for long, Marshal. Not for very dang long.
Hello again. This is Myron J. Bennett with a little-known item of American military history. Getting there first with the most has been a proverbial definition of sound military tactics in any army. But it was the Confederate cavalry general Nathan Bedford Forrest who made the saying famous during the Civil War. That's how he explained his success in the Battle of Murfreesboro when he captured the Union garrison and carried off everything that wasn't nailed down, although the surrounding country was filled with Federal forces. I just took the shortcut, Forrest said, and got there first with the most men. The Northerners translated it, get there fustest with the mostest, in a takeoff on his uneducated Southern accent. Forrest had only 6 months formal schooling, but on his military ability, he is rated by many authorities as among the great soldiers of all time. In a fight, he gave no quarter. Once surrounded at front and rear, his orders were to charge them both ways. When he surrendered on May 9, 1865, he told his men, you have been good soldiers. You can be good citizens.
Jake Kaiser was a senseless kind of a man, and I knew he'd probably go kill young Clabe Tillman the first time it happened to occur to him again. Still, I couldn't arrest Clabe for two murders just on Jake's word that Clabe had threatened him. I needed a lot more evidence than that, and the only way of getting it I could think of was from Clabe himself. So the next morning, Chester and I rode out to the Tillman place. It was only about 15 miles from town, and we got there early.
Hello, Marshal. Chester.
Morning, Miss Tillman.
Come on inside.
Thank you.
Sit down.
I don't want to bother you, ma'am.
No bother.
Well, I was looking for Clabe. I'd like to talk to him.
He's out back. He'll be here in a minute.
Good. Miss Tillman, Duvall was killed last night.
All right.
Look, don't you care?
Several people have been murdered around here lately, Marshal, including my husband.
Well, you think Benson and Duvall were in on that?
I didn't say they were.
What about Jake Kaiser?
You're prying, Marshal. What's the trouble with the law? It's always prying. What do you want Clabe for?
I thought he might tell me what he knows. You won't.
We don't know nothing. And Clabe ain't shot nobody. He was in Dodge yesterday.
Yeah, I know he was.
I wouldn't put it past Jake to have shot Duvall himself.
I thought of that, too. You have any idea why he might have?
No. Well, here's Clabe now.
Oh, we got visitors.
Hello, Clabe.
Marshal? Chester?
Hi, Clabe.
You been hunting this morning?
Nah.
Put that rifle back where it belongs, son.
Okay, Mom.
I was shooting hawks with it yesterday. Left it in the barn. You should have brought it in last night, son.
Sure, but... well, it was dark when I got back, Ma. I didn't see it out there.
I should have brought it in myself.
What are you doing here, Marshal?
Duvall was murdered last night, Clint.
He was?
Yeah, shot, same as Benson.
Well, what do you know?
Jake Kaiser thinks you did it.
He does, huh?
He also said that you threatened to kill him next.
Maybe I ought to.
Clint, don't talk like that.
You know, there's a law against murder.
They murdered my pa. Where was the law then?
I'd have them in jail right now if I know who they were.
Too bad you weren't there, Marshal.
I could still arrest Jake.
We don't know nothing about Jake, do we, son?
No. No, we don't know nothing.
Okay. Okay. But you'll hang for murder if you kill him, Clabe. Come on, Chester.
I just seen him, Mr. Dillon, walking right up Front Street.
Hello, Chester.
Clabe, it's Saturday and he's back in town just like you said he'd be.
Well, I wasn't too sure. Jake might have killed him during the week. It must have slipped his mind somehow.
Well, I know what you're thinking. Clabe's going to ride past Jake's place on his way home, ain't he?
Well, a man's been killed each Saturday the last 2 weeks. It could happen again.
You going to stop him?
Get our horses, Chester. We'll ride out to Jake's.
Now? Hadn't we ought to follow Clabe when he leaves?
No, it's Jake I want to keep an eye on.
Well, I don't understand.
Just get the horses, Chester.
Yes, sir.
And be sure there's a rope on my saddle.
We going to hang somebody?
No. Now get going.
Yes, sir.
Jake's just sitting in the house here, plumb unconcerned.
Somebody's coming.
I wish it was a moon tonight.
No, it's better dark. Just stay out of the way of my rope.
You gonna rope him?
Quiet now. All right, Chester. All right, grab the rifle.
I got it. No! Let me go!
I landed the woman.
Yeah, I know. All right, stand up now, Miss Tillman.
You shouldn't have stopped me, Marshal. It won't do any good.
Two murders are enough, aren't they?
I was saving Jake for the last. I wanted him to sweat, and I'll kill him yet.
Who's out there?
It's Marshal Dillon, Jake. Now put that gun down.
What's going on here?
What? It's Mrs. Tillman.
She wants to kill you, Jake.
A woman?
Yeah, that's a Sharps 50. I think that'll do it.
Sure would. Why? You killed Benson and Duval.
And I'll kill you if I have to use a knife, Jake Kaiser.
A woman? Going around killing people? Well, that's terrible.
You hung my husband. One of the best men that ever lived.
I told you it was a mistake. I said we were sorry.
That's what I've been waiting to hear, Jake.
No.
All right, get his gun, Chester.
That's right. I got it.
Miss Tillman, you're both under arrest.
Well, as long as Jake hangs to the...
He'll hang. But you'll probably go to jail.
What did Cleve think?
He knew about this when he found a rifle in your barn last week, but I guess he figured there was no way to stop you.
You found the only way, Marshal. I guess maybe I should have told you everything from the first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too late now. I'm sorry.
Don't you feel bad about it, Marshal. I don't mind. I don't really mind at all.
You want to know something, Miss Tillman? That's the worst part of it. All right, come on, let's get back to Dodge.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Featured in the cast were Farley Bear as Chester, Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty. George Walsh speaking. Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story on Gunsmoke. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.